This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have even right there.
What's his name?
It's the 16th.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It's now November 2nd, 2015. 2015. 2015.
You may have noticed CISA, a version of the cybersecurity bill, passed in Congress with the Senate voting 74-21 to pass it. All in the name of a cyber defense to protect the American people and, more importantly, big business from hackers. And that's all you need to know, America. Go back to sleep. What they didn't tell you was the NSA and big business slipped a Trojan horse past the American people once again to allow them to spy on you. Yes, you. Wired Magazine reports privacy advocates and civil liberties groups see CISA as a free pass that allows companies to monitor users and share their information with the government without a warrant, while offering a backdoor that circumvents any laws that might protect users' privacy. The incentive and the framework it creates is for companies to quickly and massively collect user information and ship it to the government, says Mark Jacox, legislative analyst for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. As soon as you do, he continues, you obtain broad immunity, even if you violated privacy law. Even the Department of Homeland Security agrees that the latest CISA bill could sweep away many important privacy protections. Breitbart reports Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, a Democrat who recently allied with Senator Rand Paul to water down provisions of the Patriot Act, said the bill virtually guarantees that private information unrelated to cybersecurity will be shared with the government, and said that the bill was a direct pipeline to the NSA.
Even with the manager's amendment, the core privacy issues are not being dealt with. The fact is, it is voluntary for companies. It will be mandatory for their customers. And the fact is, the companies can participate without the knowledge and consent of their customers, and they are immune from customer oversight and lawsuits if they do so.
During the voting process of CISA, the Senate rejected all of the privacy amendments that would have protected average citizens' right to privacy. But how exactly did they do that? TechDirt breaks down the geek speak detailing the NSA's unconstitutional desperation to collect data related to innocent law-abiding Americans. The NSA and FBI, and CIA for that matter, frequently make use of backdoor searches of the upstream data, a capability that was approved in 2011. Basically, the rules changed so that the intelligence community could sniff through data that was deemed collected incidentally. And that includes basically anything that is picked up in the upstream collection of data under Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act. CISA is likely to be the key piece for letting the NSA and FBI warrantlessly spy on Americans after the FISA court limited that ability a few years ago. Is it any wonder when a $2.8 billion taxpayer-funded J-Lens surveillance blimp becomes headline news as the average American citizen shirks when they clearly witness a criminal surveillance state Goliath growing far too big to control?
The NSA grows stronger as it collects more of our personal information. The U.S. Constitution grows weaker.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this live November 2nd, 2015 broadcast. We have several informative, important guest today, and obviously masses of key news. The situation with Russia, not just in Ukraine, but also in Syria, is escalating. There are also huge developments dealing with the abolition of our borders and our sovereignty, and with the radicalized Islamic invasion, not just of Europe, the United States, being expanded as well. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PBX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, we have one of my favorite guests joining us today for 30 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. Dr. Michael Savage will be coming on to talk about the state of the world and his new book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, which is the globalist stated plan for no culture but one world corporate socialism. Socialism for us on the bottom, total corporate fascism, the new royalty on top, with diplomatic immunity, tax immunity, you name it. Michael Savage will be joining us, I believe via video Skype, coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Total overwhelming news today. Everything we've been warning of happening worse than we thought it would. So actually, I've been inaccurate. Things are moving quicker and are more horrible than I thought. There you go. Our worst nightmares are coming true. Now, at the same time, there's always the opposite reaction under Newtonian physics, equal and opposite reaction. there is a lot of people waking up. There's a lot of good things happening as well, but it is certainly a crazy time to be alive. First off, Obama promised no boots on the ground 4 years ago in Syria. There have always been U.S. troops on the ground. In fact, Nimmo wrote an article, and I meant to send it to you guys this weekend, where he had a map put out by the State Department of who controls what, and it's pretty accurate in Iraq. Will you guys just pull up a map of who controls what areas or the war in Syria, a map of the battles, so that we can show how there's that conduit coming up out of Iraq all the way up into the north, up to Turkey. And if you look at that, you've got al-Qaeda, quote, al-Nusra slash ISIS coming in out of the east in Iraq in that conduit in the gray area you can see on screen. Good, that was quick, guys. Found that in 10 seconds. And then they go up to the north, up by Aleppo, and then that branches out in several different countries up there. And that's how the Islamic State has been taking over the country. And it's being funded by Western groups in Saudi Arabia out of Iraq in the south and the east, and then by, obviously, Turkey and others in the north. And Turkey's been giving them artillery support. I mean, you name it. It is a major war, hundreds of thousands of jihad troops. And I talked to Colonel Schaefer years ago, confirming that he was at Capitol Hill in secret briefings, and that it would be coming out in the next few months that 90-plus percent of the, quote, rebels are al-Nusra slash al-Qaeda. And, of course, it's still those numbers today. So there really are no non-radicals. They say they spent $600 million to train 1,000 rebels, and they trained six of them. Well, that isn't a failed operation. It's that those are the pass-through to fence the weapons to Islamic State that is a caliphate being set up by Saudi Arabia. I mean, Saudi Arabia has conquered Syria before. So this is the same old war yet again, and you've got poll numbers with international groups that have gone and polled people on the street in different cities, and over 80% support for Assad. He was democratizing the country. He was working with the West, becoming a major tourist destination, and they used him lowering his guard, like with Gaddafi, to send in the jihadis. And I'm not saying Gaddafi was a good guy. Assad is a good guy compared to Gaddafi. Gaddafi is a good guy, if you really study it, compared to Islamic State. They are the worst of the worst, and Gaddafi was working with the West for 7-8 years. He invested tens of billions of dollars with Western companies. He let Halliburton and the French and just everybody else in, Schlumberger, you name it. He totally nationalized. He took the nationalized system and just gave it to the West and then privatized it. And they stabbed him in the back and stole the Libyan money as well. Mainly the French. The French government stole tens of billions he invested with France. He went and had dinner and hung out with the French president. He really got sucked in and set up and said nice things about George Bush and nice things about Obama and met Obama, and they just totally stabbed him in the back. And people say, well, he's a scumbag. Let's stab him in the back. But who's even worse? The people that go in there and create a failed state. Now, that said, I've got so much news to cover here today. I was building up to some clips we're going to play in a few minutes of Obama saying that he would never, ever, ever, he said it over and over again, put boots on the ground, and that would never happen. And now Obama is coming out saying basically that he never said that, and they've got Kirby, one of their spokesmen, saying, I don't know that Obama ever ruled on boots on the ground in Syria. So this is the type of spin they're engaged in, and we've got the White House press secretary trying to say he didn't break his promise, just like saying we never said that you could keep your doctor, we never said it was free, we never said it cut the price in half. Just as they break the promises, they walk them back in a more and more really outrageous way. And so we've got links to, on Infowars.com, in a Zero Hedge article, 16 times Obama promised no boots on the ground in Syria. And there's this attitude by people that, well, that's just what they do. They lie. Yes, but we've reached a new level of constitutional fraud of constitutional usurpation, of constitutional trampling, and of lying. And again, even liberal professors say Obama is three times worse than Bush on the Constitution, on freedom of the press, and on persecuting whistleblowers. There's no doubt that this country had political cancer. Now it's metastasized, and Obama is basically above the law. So I want to play some of these clips first, then coming up. For first time ever, majority of Democrats now view socialism favorably. That's been the goal. Bill Gates, only socialism can save the planet. This is just today. And that ties into this report. The UN plans to implement universal biometric identification for all worldwide. And that ties into last week's article. No bank card required, Citigroup testing eye scanners at ATMs, NBC News. So we're going to be getting into those reports. We're going to get into, obviously, the huge developments with Russia and nuclear weapons. We're going to get into the epidemic, and this is an epidemic, as I've looked at the crime numbers, of police officers demanding sex from women they pull over. This has always happened some, but they've lowered the IQ thresholds. They've tried to hire sociopaths under many federal programs at local departments. They put out psychological testing that gets these type of delusional people that think they're God and think that they're above the law, and they believe their order means a woman should have sex with them. Now, the police departments are also busting them and going after them because they realize this is, A, wrong, B, it'll destroy the public's confidence in the police 100%. But it is happening. It is going on. And it just shows the delusional nature of some of these guys. And you look at these cops, whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, they all just have this stupid look in their eye. It's just, I mean, you can see when a cop walks over how they look in the eyes, how they're going to act. I mean, if somebody's tough, confident, cool, and a good person, you can tell they're going to be a cool cop right away just by how they look. But you see one of these wimpy-looking people come over. It could be a female cop. It could be, everybody knows, it's like, oh, God, here we go. These cops look like total wimps. Look out. They got something to prove. We are in big trouble. And I look at the photos of these cops that have been convicted, pleading guilty, admitting to, well, I sure, 10 women the last few months, they agreed to give me a oral sex when I pulled them over for DWI. They're like, but you can't sit there and tell them to do it. You can't do that on duty regardless. They're like, yeah, I can. That's how delusional these people are on power trips. But it's across society. Society is degenerating. The only reason violent crime's gone down is so many hundreds of thousands the last 20 years of criminals have been shot to death by citizens and police, but mainly citizens. And I've got statistics out today on that front that, again, it's more than cut in half since 92. New numbers have come in. The last 2 years have come in now, confirming what we got in 2013. Even more of a violent crime rate because the criminals are scared to death to carjack somebody or home invade or try to tackle a woman who's jogging because they know a lot of those women are carrying a 357 snub-nosed Smith & Wesson in their fanny pack. And so congratulations to all the people out there packing and all the women really becoming empowered, even though Gloria Steinem hates it. She wants to be on a government plantation fully controlled by the scum. Good job, women, for going out, taking classes, getting armed, and taking this country back. That so much of it is women getting armed. Absolutely want to clap and salute all of you out there. Fabulous job. That's what's going to stop these criminals. Meanwhile, he talked about it last weekend when he hosted the Sunday show, and I want to get more into it. In fact, I forgot to ask, will you guys print me Governor Abbott's letter to the dozens of law enforcement agencies in Texas that are engaged in treason? It sounds like George Washington wrote it. And he's calling out all these operatives like the sheriff of Dallas, Lupe Valdez, who literally just legalizes illegals and lets them commit crimes, DWIs, no insurance. I mean, she is basically might as well be an operative for Mexico City. She's the one that had the police, her deputies, attack us after the Dallas police let us into the 40th anniversary of JFK, talked to the police chief. We had a court ruling we could do it. He said, absolutely, Dallas cops were great. The sheriff's department, under orders, just attacked us for no reason, including a 7-year-old girl they knocked off a father's shoulder. And I was like, you people are scum. I'm so ashamed of you, the police. And they're like, some of them were acting crazy and evil, but some of them were nodding their heads, were saying they were ashamed. to their credit, some of the black cops were saying they were ashamed of themselves. But it was just a big goon squad of like all of like linebackers, white guys, black guys, you name it, just attacked a bunch of peaceful people under Lupe's orders. And the Dallas Police Department was just like, this is unbelievable. But she is a monster. I mean, she really is a little Benito Mussolini wannabe type. We'll get into that. Just a microcosm of all of this and more straight ahead. But first, Obama, no boots on the ground. Then Vladimir Putin, here's the big one, orders Russian Security Council to stockpile nuclear protective equipment.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, red, white, and blue. Red, yeah, white, and blue. with the business. Hell to the deep blood, no. They point the cannon at you.
So, Barack Obama, the savior, told us that he would never put boots on the ground in Syria. Now, let's be clear. For 4+ years, there have been, quote, U.S. military and CIA advisors on the ground, and they are directly arming. It's come out in Congress. Al-Nusra. That's why Reuters, a few weeks ago when Russia started its strikes a month ago, on September 29th, came out and said, don't target the non-radical good rebels of al-Nusra. And then Reuters went on to say, also known as al-Qaeda in Syria, close quote. And so there were headlines all over the country, all over the world, on the news, don't bomb the good rebels. Don't bomb our little baby al-Qaedas. That's how stupid they think we are. And, of course, Russia hit them first because that was the command and control bases. And now they're going to put U.S. troops and are putting U.S. troops in that corridor. If we put the map back up for TV viewers, in that corridor out of Iraq that runs up the north of Syria where they can supply them through both sides to cut the country in two and give the southeastern area to Iraq to form a new state that's now being pushed and promoted. That's Islamic State's little prize. And then Western countries and others get the eastern half and the Mediterranean and the oil and the gas. There's also gas in the southeastern area. And then the Kurds get the north. That is the carving up of the country, which is the admitted plan that Wesley Clark 7 years ago exposed. They want to break Iraq in multiple parts, and now they're selling that in the news. We just got an idea. We want to break the country up in a whole bunch of different pieces. At least three pieces to stop all the sectarian violence. When they went in, destabilized, broke it up, and then they have the nerve to claim that Russia is there destabilizing things. It is so criminal. But if you look at the current situation, the gray areas controlled by ISIS are being defeated. And so that's why U.S. Special Forces are being put in to be basically human shields, hoping that the Russians end up killing some U.S. troops. And then they can get on the news and say, you deserve to be now attacked, and you deserve to leave Syria, and we're now going to start bombing the Assad forces, Russia, and you better pull out, hoping the American people get all stirred up and support that. But I think they are going too far. I think they're jumping the shark. Because Americans know ISIS is bad. They know this is in Russia's back door. They know that we're being lied to. They know, even if they're not politically informed, that that's al-Qaeda, because they've all seen al-Qaeda for a decade plus waving those black flags with those exact symbols on them. It's like a football team. People know that's al-Qaeda. And I just couldn't imagine being U.S. Special Forces, who I know got very upset. They told Tosh Plumlee this. They told Colonel Schaefer this. They told other guests we've had on and guests we haven't had on. 3 years ago, we will not fight for these people. We will not supply them. We will not give them weapons. These al-Qaeda people, we're going to go to break and come back with the clips, are so arrogant that when they are at military bases or forward operating bases being given weapons off these C-130s, that the al-Qaeda people will smart off to the U.S. soldiers and say, you know, I killed some of you guys in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're going to kill more of you when we're done. And the U.S. military just sits there and listens to this and completely flip out. They've been made to train them in Jordan. They've been made to train them in Turkey. They have been made to train them in areas of Iraq. And they'll claim, here's the nice, you know, Harvard-trained jihadi leader who speaks English and is nice and talks nice to the Americans and gets the shipments. But then right over in the tents are a bunch of hardcore Wahhabists. Veteran fighters just spoiling to kill U.S. troops. And the military knows the truth about it. And as I said 4 years ago, if we can just get the message to them about what's really going on and expose all this, they'll never be able to pull all this off. So now they've gone to the next level to just order our troops in there to sit there like sitting ducks in that little corridor that ISIS now has, splitting the country in two, hoping U.S. troops get killed. And I'm telling you, that's the false flag. Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them
as
a human
shield.
We're on
the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the speaker calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So the elite have calculated the public is so politically ignorant and illiterate that they can openly put Saudi Arabian jihad forces into multiple countries at a time, wreck them, destroy them, murder tens of thousands of people every few months. Hundreds of thousands are dead in Syria alone, upwards of 100,000 now in Libya. Admitted, quote, total failure of Hillary, and Iraq's a total failure, and everything else is a failure, and Afghanistan's a failure. No, it's not. It's designed to destabilize the world, put the radicals in charge, make trillions of dollars on no-bid contracts, and spread radical Islam. By the way, if you put up on TV screen for radio listeners, you can go to InfoWars.com. We have the map up on screen there at InfoWars.com/show. You can see the area is controlled by Islamic State from the start of their, quote, invasion a year and a half ago until now. That's just a rebranding of Al-Qaeda under a new flag. The same flag, different name. And you notice that that conduit goes up into the north out of Iraq, and that's where the, quote, refugees come in from. All over the world, radical Islamists just travel to Iraq. They're allowed in. And then they just simply, the Iraqi government admits this, travel up into Syria and then travel from there as refugees into Europe. That's why upwards of 80% of the, quote, refugees are under the age of 30 and get off the trains and form up in military formations and follow their leaders. 30-year-old, on average, military officers. Once they get to refugee centers, they are then released and, quote, disappear by the thousands every day into the European culture, where the socialists place giant hog troughs in front of them for all the free government slop as they arrogantly complain and demand more and more goodies. We're going to get to those clips in a moment. And then huge news on climate change. But first off, let's get to Obama's latest big broken promise. And it was always cynically broken. There were always boots on the ground. But now they need to tell you the boots are on the ground for several reasons. To act like, because Putin is embarrassing Obama by taking out their jihad forces, so now they have to act like they're actually fighting them. They were doing 13 sorties a day. The Russians are doing hundreds a day. Now they've upped those to 20 or 30, quote, bombing runs where they admittedly will bomb an old truck or bomb a whole house when no one's in it. Just complete theater. Absolute fog of war baloney. But the biggest reason isn't just the saving face. It is to put U.S. forces, and the Russians are saying this in official Russian media, and I don't just agree with them because they said so, but that's clearly what's going on. They're now announcing U.S. forces are there, so when they get killed, our media can say, our controlled media, the same ones that tell you 2 plus 2 equals 5, the same ones that tell you it's normal to teach 5-year-olds how to give oral sex, the same ones that tell you vaccines are safe and effective, the same ones that tell you raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, the same ones that tell you there aren't any penalties in Obamacare, even as they start unfolding. The enemy media will now go along and basically cover up for all of this. So let's go ahead and go to this clip.
I do not foresee a scenario in which boots on the ground in Syria, American boots on the ground in Syria, would not only be good for America, but also would be good for Syria.
My answer is simple. I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria.
That's September 10th, 2013.
I will not pursue an open-ended action like Iraq or Afghanistan. I will not pursue a prolonged air campaign like Libya or Kosovo. This would be a targeted strike to achieve a clear objective. Tonight I want to talk to you about Syria, why it matters, and where we go from here.
This is when he was trying to sell it to the military.
Over the past 2 years, what began as a series of peaceful protests against the repressive regime of Bashar al-Assad has turned into a brutal civil war. Over 100,000 people have been killed.
By your forces.
Millions have fled the country.
Such a
In that time, America has worked with allies to provide humanitarian support, to help the moderate opposition, and to shape a political settlement. But I have resisted calls for military action because we cannot resolve someone else's civil war through force, particularly after a decade of war in Iraq.
They funded the whole thing. He's a peacekeeper.
I know that many of you are rightly concerned about any American military action in Iraq.
We should give him a peace prize again.
Unlimited strikes like these. I understand that. I ran for this office in part to end our war in Iraq and welcome our troops home. And that's what we've done. As Commander-in-Chief, I will not allow the United States to be dragged into another war in Iraq. It will take time to eradicate a cancer like ISIL. And any time we take military action,
it's 2014.
There are risks involved, especially to the servicemen and women who carry out these missions.
That's enough. He goes on to say he promises they won't do it. There's 16 of them. I'm not going to play them all. That's part of them. There's 16 video clips. There's more times he wrote it. Now they're out in the news saying he didn't ever say that. That's clip number 4 I've got here. But let's go ahead and play Ash Carter That's the Secretary of the Military, Secretary of Defense. U.S. will begin direct action on the ground. This is last Friday, just in case they have Media Matters come out and say that Obama never said this and Ash Carter never said it and there's no call for world government. I mean, that's what they do. They just lie to their idiot readers. But let's go ahead and play that clip for the record. Here it is.
The changes we're pursuing can be described by what I call the three R's. Raqqa, Ramadi, and raids. The first R is Raqqa, ISIL's stronghold and administrative capital. We've been clear for some time that we need to keep up pressure on Raqqa. And
oh, yes.
To that end, we will support moderate Syrian forces fighting ISIL that have made territorial gains near Raqqa.
Oh, yeah, they sure
Indeed,
have.
Indeed, some of them are within 30 miles of Raqqa today.
Oh, no.
The second R is Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province, which serves as a critical example of the Abadi government's commitment to work with local Sunni communities with our help to retake and hold ground from ISIL. And in turn, to build momentum to eventually go northward to Mosul. The third and final R is raids, signaling that we won't hold back from supporting capable partners in opportunistic attacks against ISIL or conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air.
The only thing, play the Emory says strikes from the ground. Sorry, back it up. It's just really hard to listen to this. And it is true they will end up killing some ISIS people because ISIS isn't fully controlled by the West. They just give them the weapons and then just let them run around murdering people. That's the problem they've had so long, is that when they launched the nerve gas attacks twice against the Syrian capital, the jihadis wanted to be rock stars, so they videotaped the Saudi Arabian mortars, where any weapons expert from Jane's Weapons Quarterly could tell you what it was, and they did. And they would Allah Akbar and wave their Al-Qaeda flags, and then God is great, and fire these huge mortars, these 20-pound warhead mortars, a mile away into markets to nerve gas people, and then run around and go... And so here's the CIA trying to launch a nerve gas attack through their surrogates, but their surrogates are so out of control and so stupid, they run around screaming Allah Akbar and praising the god of death or whatever, that they're nerve gassing markets. And then our media goes, Assad nerve gas the markets. And Assad's like, I'm giving all my chemicals up. I'll do whatever you want. I'll even step down out of power. Just take the Saudi Arabian troops out of the country. He wants to move to England and retire. He was trying to transition the government from his father, a dictator, out of that. And that's how evil this is to watch Ash Carter sit up there when they know full well they're there to reconstitute ISIS and bring in other groups and try to overthrow Assad and the government and the army, just like they did in Egypt for a year. And when they put the jihadis in charge of Egypt for a year, they blew up almost every church in the country, including some of the oldest churches outside of Israel or Syria. And remember that.
We're conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
There you go. That's the Secretary of Defense. And I'm not being sarcastic when I say I'm playing that to prove this is happening. Because they will literally have Time Magazine or even the New York Times come out and say, crazy conspiracy theorists think their boots on the ground. That's how dumb they think people are. Remember Obama said, I never said you could keep your doctor. We had like 25 clips of him saying it. I think it was 27 clips. This is the type of jacking with people's brains. Like, remember Goober or Uber? Jonathan Goober, Uber, what's his name? Yeah, Gruber. I'm not being sarcastic. I can't remember all these scumbags' names. Sitting around on C-SPAN going, the public's such idiots. We were going to triple prices, but they called me in to help deceive, and Obama loved my deception. I mean, I'm so sick of these people. There's 1.8 million Christians in Syria. There were around 3 million. And guess what? Of the 300,000 dead, there's a bunch of those are refugees and survived, but of the 300,000 that are dead, it's estimated over 100,000 Christians who were non-military were murdered, raped, tortured, killed. But if three people or 10 people get killed at some victim disarmament zone, Obama is going to be up there grandstanding on television about the poor lives, and look at this woman, and look at this man, and look at this child, and humanizing who they were to make you feel bad. But when it's 100,000 Christians that they have butchered, and the UN admits persecution of Christians is at the highest level ever and dwarfs all other persecutions combined, and our government that's persecuting Christians here at home and demonizing and having the IRS go after thousands of churches and all of it is funding persecution of Christians in Africa, in Asia, supporting China doing it, supporting it in the Middle East. It's incredible. They hate us. Remember the secret recording of Obama, the candidate, 2007? He goes, listen, I'll get these better clingers. You get me in there, I know how to deal with them. They're clinging to their Bibles, they're clinging to their guns, and they're our number one priority, to deal with them. They hate our guts. Have you figured that out yet? I mean, I know you know that, but people, you have to really get it through your head that these are tyrants coming after us, and they mean business, and they are carving this country up in pieces in front of everyone right now. We cannot put up with it. I'm not going to play any more of the grilling. I may do some of this in the third hour after Michael Savage leaves us. NBC reporter grills Ernest. Didn't Obama effectively break his promise on troops going to Syria? As if we need a press secretary to admit that. We got Kirby saying, I don't know that Obama ever ruled on boots on the ground in Syria. He said, I will not send them. While they were there. You know, the big lie is they were always there. That's how we know about al-Qaeda on the ground being funded by the government. We know it from the U.S. military. And I told you the U.S. military is awake. They are wildly awake now. Let me tell you, the globalists really went too far. And they've had Council on Foreign Relations articles a year after I told you this. I'm just pointing out, I know what I'm talking about, saying that they've got a big problem with the U.S. military and the public learning that al-Qaeda is run by the West. And so they have all these PR functions where they act like they're battling them. Now, I want to get into some really big news here with Russia that ties into all this. And I want to get into the move to arrest people that deny that climate change is man-made and how that ties into what Putin's doing. I don't mean to be obsessed with Putin. He's just involved in everything now and almost always on the right side, one of the only world leaders actually telling the truth. I see the comments all over, even on mainstream publications, comment sections that from all over the world, that Putin is hope. That's a quote I see more and more. Putin is hope. And it doesn't say much about Putin, does it? What does it say about us that we have such scum running our country and running the West? I mean, Putin doesn't let radical Islamics into the country. Putin pays people to have kids. Putin doesn't teach five-year-olds how to give blowjobs. I mean, I'm sorry to use that word. Putin's cut people's taxes. Putin's promoting Christianity. Putin's fighting al-Qaeda. They've been loosening gun laws in Russia. That just shows how unbelievably pathetic this country is, how overrun with complete trash we are. So that's all coming up. And I don't take pleasure talking about this. I'm ashamed for America. This country was the greatest country in the world. We were exceptional. Exceptionally honorable, exceptionally strong, exceptionally inventive. Now we are exceptionally conquered by trash. And the wages of sin are death. You can just look at what we become and just look at all the statistics from education to our health to our families. We are a wreck. Because the people running things conquered us financially. They didn't conquer us physically. They wanted to conquer us to fully control us. And they have really sabotaged our culture and our society with social engineering. And it's time to become aware of it and break with it and say no to it. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Vladimir Putin orders Russian Security Council to stockpile nuclear protective equipment and the rest of the story. We are extending the special that was supposed to end yesterday because it's so popular. and I know why it's popular. It's huge. The Deep Cleanse is going to be extended till Wednesday, and it may even sell out by then, but I'm just going to extend it. You can get the bottle of Liver Shield. And then that's over. Until Wednesday, and then it's over. You can get free shipping and 10% off on the Alexa Pure and other great water filters like ProPure G2 and others, and the pitcher systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, until Wednesday at 2. Then the specials end. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsHealth.com to get big discounts on the entire Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and other great products from Longevity. InfoWarsHealth.com for that line, and your purchase there funds the operation as well. We appreciate your support. You can also, until December 18th, that's when we can't get your orders out to you by Christmas anymore in the United States, get the Hillary for Prison shirts. We have them back in all sizes. And these will be really hot into the election. She's probably obviously going to be the person there, but it's a limited edition shirt. And your purchases make everything possible. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hillary for President in all major sizes, from small to XXXL. Hillary for President. On the back, Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com. We'll be back. You can also subscribe for $5.95. 20 people can use your membership to PrisonPlanet.tv and the Nightly News. That's key as well. We'll be back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LASIK. Kick some ash with LASIK's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LASIK.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Donald Trump. Trump, by the way. We have video of this. We're going to play it next hour. Has challenged Obama, saying his Syria policy is bad news, putting troops on the ground in harm's way. The answer is back Russia and bombing them, join them in target strikes, which the Russians have asked for. And Carson has come out defending Obama's policy. By the way, Carson is a super smart guy. They attack him and say he's not really aware of politics. And I think if you're busy being a brain surgeon all day, you know, he is not as informed as some of the other candidates, but I think he's better than Hillary Clinton, but it is not good to support Obama, obviously, in this policy. That's a big strike again against Carson, along with his forced inoculations BS. Trump is just better in triplicate. I mean, if Trump delivers on what he acts like he is, he'll be a great president. Light years better than Hillary. The problem is, I think he can be double-crossing as he can be working with the Bushes or Hillary. But he may get so big he double-crosses them. Can we just have somebody that doesn't want to wreck the country and wants to be a great nation again? I mean, Trump's saying what people really want to hear. Okay, let's get into Russia right now. This is so big. And then I'm going to get into Governor Abbott. Did you guys find Abbott's letter to sheriff departments and police departments? Because I need that. If not, David Knight's got it. He covered it. I mean, it's a week old. It's just that it's back in the news. And with a straight face, they're criticizing Democrat sheriffs that deport anybody, including felons. So they act like the Travis County sheriff and the Dallas County sheriff, Lupe Valdez, is not tough enough on the immigrants in the newspapers. When she just totally, they're above the law. And Abbott is warning her and others to stop engaging in criminal activity. Their answer will be to probably have the Justice Department try to indict, because that's who runs these departments, indict Governor Abbott. They're already indicted his attorney general, who's a great guy as well. Now, let's continue. Vladimir Putin orders Russian Security Council to stockpile nuclear protective equipment. President says country must be prepared for threats both in peacetime and, God forbid, in wartime. That is close quote as they move missiles up against the Russian border. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his Security Council to assess Russia's readiness to survive a nuclear, chemical, or biological disaster and has told them to stockpile protective equipment. The order was during one of Putin's regular meetings with the council that is made up of heads of Russia's intelligence, defense, and law enforcement agencies. High-ranking ministers and the Speaker of the Russian House of Parliament were also permanent members of the group. So that's the Russian Security Council. Let's get into al-Qaeda, what they're up to. Al-Qaeda chief urges militant unity against Russia and Syria. Are we not capable of stopping the fighting amongst ourselves so we can direct all our efforts against them? And, of course, this guy, known to work, al-Zawahiri for the CIA, truly shameful. Clapper says ISIS might be capable of shooting down aircraft. Haven't gotten to that yet. ISIS took credit for the disaster on Twitter. Was it a missile? Was it a bomb? Obviously. Planes don't blow up in midair and then strewn themselves over miles by themselves. I mean, an engine can blow, get on fire, maybe a wing breaks off if it's going too fast downward in a spiral. They don't break up into a bunch of pieces. That's what all the experts are saying. I told you they got Stinger missiles. Was that or an altitude-timed Mercury device? Russian plane crash in Sinai, question swirl as 224 aboard are mourned. Islamic State claims to have shot down Russian airliner over Sinai. Evidence reveals bomb took down Russian flight over Sinai. Kurt Nemo gives his take, breaks it down. Infowars.com. U.S. terror state invades Syria, uses chemical weapons, bombs hospitals. Lies that Russia bombs hospitals. Washington blog breaks it down. A mass migration crisis, and it may get worse. Now get ready for these headlines. German village of 102 braces for 750 asylum seekers. German schools abolish Christian festival to avoid offending Muslim migrants. Government to build 60 new houses for migrants while poor Germans are evicted. Migrants sing jihadist songs as refugee center ignorant Germans. Volunteers applaud. That's just part of today's news. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening.
Tell friends and family, tune in now. Send them links.
Visit
InfoWars.com/show. Do it. Fight. Resist. Awaken.